The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Friday!
What time is it?
It's Friday!
Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the WeSellKiwi.com studios on 94.5 The Answer.
I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly.
Attorney General Merrick Garland yesterday accepting responsibility for requesting the warrant that ended in a search of Mar-a-Lago on Monday. FBI agents, according to multiple reports, appear to have been on the hunt for classified documents related to nuclear weapons during their raid of President Donald Trump's home in Florida. Sources told the Washington Post that such classified information was among the items the agents looked for in their search, but declined to speak about other materials that may have been sought. It remains unclear whether they found any nuclear documents. Experts cited in the report said that this adds credence to fears by government officials that they could be obtained by bad actors. The report also said that the Justice Department and the FBI so far, of course, has declined to comment on any of the specifics of what they were searching for. We should or possibly may learn some of those details today as the judge who signed off on the warrant has given all parties involved until 3 o'clock today to make a decision on whether the warrant and the receipt of what was actually taken would be released. Now, last night around 11 o'clock, President Donald Trump posted on his Truth Social network that he wanted the documents to be released. The attorney general and the judge involved, keep in mind the judge, this Reinhardt guy, is the former lawyer to Jeffrey Epstein. So that kind of gives you a little bit about him. But he said that Trump would need to sign off on the idea of releasing this. Well, Trump said last night in multiple Truth Social posts to release the documents now. He also went on to say in an additional post, my attorneys and representatives were cooperating fully and very good relationships had been established. The government could have had whatever they wanted if we had it. They asked us to put an additional lock on a certain area. Done. Everything was fine. Better than what most previous presidents. And then out of nowhere, with no warning, Mar-a-Lago was raided at 6:30 in the morning by very large number of agents and even safecrackers. They got ahead of themselves. This is crazy, the president posted. According to the reports, the FBI agents took dozens of boxes in their raid on Monday. Again, sometime today, we may know exactly what they took. If in fact, as the judge has ordered, the receipt and the warrant is released. By the way, and I don't know what motivation Merrick Garland could have had. I'm assuming it was some political motivation because Merrick Garland is a political hack. But if it was to hurt Donald Trump politically, they failed. 83% of GOP voters say that the FBI raid on Trump's home has increased their desire to vote for him. Just over 70% of Americans say the FBI raid on Trump's South Florida estate increases their motivation in the 2022 midterms as well. This is a new poll by the Convention of States Action and the Trafalgar Group. 21.6% say it doesn't increase their motivation. About 8% said they're not sure. According to the poll, 83.3% of Republicans say the raid increases their motivation to vote in 2022, while 10.8% say it doesn't matter. 55% of Democrats say it increases their motivation to vote in the fall, compared to 34% who say it doesn't. Independents are kind of in the same boat as Republicans. 71% of independents say it increases their motivation to vote in 2022, which, if that's the case and independents show up, that's a good thing for us. That's a bad sign for Democrats, because in other previous polls, independents have been leaning towards the GOP in all categories. And if you look at things, we basically have about a 40% base who are hardcore Republicans and about a 40% base who are hardcore Democrats. It's that other 20%, those who consider themselves independent, who in most recent elections make the difference. Most people believe that Trump's political enemies were behind the raid. 76% of Republicans say that. 54% of independents believe the same thing. 54% of people who do not have a belief in either the Republican Party or the Democrat Party say that political enemies were behind the raid. And again, that's another indicator that independents are coming our way. A lot of people believe that this was a Gestapo-style injustice and that it will create a voting surge that's so significant that polling won't even begin to reflect what's coming from grassroots voters in November. I think they have poked the bear, and the bear is awake. 877-235-9405. Welcome in on this Friday edition of the Morning Answer, and it is Free Speech Friday.
It's time for your voice to be heard. Call or text now at 877-235-9405.
Whatever's on your mind, I'm all ears and glad to have you in. You can also text me on the Big Rock text line. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit gobigrock.com. Lots to cover in this second hour of the Morning Answer. House Democrats appear to be determined to go ahead with the Manchin-Schumer social spending and taxation plan, even though they're still not quite sure of the fiscal implications of the legislation. The Congressional Budget Office, which is a nonpartisan agency that analyzes the impact of legislation that involves spending, said that it will be weeks before an updated analysis can be completed on the bill. This bill officially called the Inflation Reduction Act. So this is another example of Nancy Pelosi saying, well, let's just vote on it, then we'll read what's in the bill. That's basically what she's saying. We'll also cover a bit about Republican Representative Liz Cheney. She released her final campaign video yesterday, a message to Wyoming voters ahead of next Tuesday's primary. Once again, she spotlighted her mission to make sure that former President Donald Trump never returns to the White House. I mean, that's what she keeps running on. And she wonders why she is failing miserably. All polls point to a landslide defeat of Liz Cheney next Tuesday. We'll share her latest campaign video with you in just a minute. And also, a community college in Maryland has removed a job posting that stated minority applicants are being sought for the position. Now, they posted this job notice. They have two positions open, and they openly said that they're recruiting minority applicants, which violates their discrimination laws. So they've taken it down. Now, I ask you, do you think there's any chance that anyone but a minority will be chosen for those two positions? They're just taking the post down because they got their hand slapped. They got caught. What you want to bet that they still hire two minorities? That if a white middle-aged male showed up to apply for the job, he wouldn't have a chance. Also up next, we're going to talk about the question of, should a wife of a powerful state legislator be elected to the South Carolina Supreme Court? That's what we're about to see. The wife of Chris Murphy, Representative Chris Murphy, who is chairman of the powerful South Carolina Judicial Committee, who will vote on the next Supreme Court justice. He could potentially vote for his own wife. Should that be allowed? We'll jump into that, as well as your phone calls and your comments. 877-235-9405 at 16 past the hour.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
Hey, whether you're a contractor or do-it-yourself type, when it comes to natural stonework and hardscaping, you owe it to yourself to run by Big Rock. They're South Carolina's largest stone yard. And for many, many years now, they've been providing customers all over the Southeast with the best variety and the best quality of stone, as well as that expert service and advice. If you've got questions, Robert and Hudson and JC and the whole team at Big Rock, they've got the answers for you. Maybe you're going to work on that project this weekend. You're do-it-yourselfer. You like to work in your home, your own backyard. The team at Big Rock, they can help you get started. If you're an architect, a builder, or a contractor, and you need a better source for natural stone and hardscape products for your customers, Big Rock is the answer. Let me encourage you to run out and check out the Big Rock showroom. You can see how that natural stone will actually look around your home. Find them online as well at GoBigRock.com. GoBigRock.com at 717.
Dennis Prager believes we're living in fear.
Do you realize that California, Illinois, and New York are now under states of emergency because of monkeypox? Monkeypox? The right to have a state of emergency should be abolished. We did not raise a generation to fear a powerful state. That is one of the horrors of our age in America.
For the right answer from Dennis Prager, tune in every weekday at 1 on 94.5, The Answer.
This Upstate memory is brought to you by the Bank of Travelers Rest.
If you've ever taken a stroll down Greenville's Main Street, then you might have seen a statue of a man placed in Court Square in front of the Poinsett Hotel. This is a statue of Greenville's most famous summer visitor, 19th century statesman Joel Roberts Poinsett. Poinsett, who was educated at the medical school at Edinburgh and in law at Charleston, served as a state legislator, U.S. congressman, and secretary of war during his distinguished life. He was also the founder of the Smithsonian Institution and was America's first minister to Mexico. It was on his trip to our southern neighbor where he discovered the flower that was named in his honor, the poinsettia. Due to his many accomplishments, a statue of Poinsett was proposed for the elegant Hotel's Plaza way back in 1930. But it wasn't installed until 70 years later when the Bruce family gifted it to the city.
This Upstate memory was brought to you by the Bank of Travelers Rest, serving us since 1946. The Upstate of South Carolina, the place they call home.
For more than 35 years, the team at Hearing Healthcare Center has treated the upstate's hearing impaired with cutting-edge hearing technology. Hi, Mike Gallagher. If you've noticed signs of a decline in your hearing, like the volume keeps going up on your TV, you struggle with sound coming from one side, or difficulty ignoring background noise, then I encourage you to go see the experts at Hearing Healthcare Center. It's not just about the quality of your life and getting the most out of your daily activities. It's essential to your long-term health. Adults who suffer from untreated hearing loss are 5 times more likely to develop dementia and are more susceptible to other cognitive disorders. Luckily, Hearing Healthcare Center has a variety of hearing solutions from some of the industry's leading manufacturers, like the ARC with artificial intelligence, the Invisible Da Vinci, and Audibel hearing aids. Visit enjoyhearing.com, enjoyhearing.com, or call 864-232-3999 to find the solution that's right for you. Again, that's enjoyhearing.com or call 864-232-3999.
It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Let's hear what you have to say on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line.
PhD, the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers.
Joe Biden's got a beach house somewhere. I've heard him talk about it. Why's he got to come to South Carolina? He may not get such a warm welcome down there at Kiawah.
You too can join the conversation by calling 877-235-9405. Now, here's your host, Joey Hudson.
From the WeSellKiawe.com studios
on 94.5 The Answer.
You're right. Joe Biden does have his own beach house in Delaware. It's like Rehoboth, Delaware, or something like that. He built the house, or bought the house, after he left the vice president's job, thinking that he was retiring from politics. I suspect that it's a multi-million dollar project, a very nice area. I suspect he used some of his profits from some of his business dealings with Hunter, some of his 10% from the big guy for the big guy. I suspect that's how Joe Biden was able to afford his beach house. But look, you know, he's come down to South Carolina. Look, I can't blame him. We got beautiful beaches here in South Carolina. Texter says, the White House doesn't want to have anyone asking him questions without his handlers there to save him. They know everything that he's doing. Dennis writes, so Maria is okay with Hunter's illegal activity and drug use and prostitution purchasing to bring it to her house. She just wanted you to know that she's not involved with his business dealings. Now, this is in reference to the owner of the house, the $20 million mansion that the Bidens are staying in at Kiawah Island. She made it very clear to the news media that she does not have any business dealings. 877-235-9405. Marcia says, I don't believe that Hunter's other child that he had with the stripper was included in the family vacation. I'm not sure who all. I read a list of everyone. The president and Jill Biden left via motorcade from the White House on Wednesday, and there was a list published by the New York Post on Hunter and others who met him at Andrews Air Force Base to make the trip down to Charleston. Texter says, I've got an idea of what he's doing on vacation, probably checking out nursing homes. I hear they have some good ones down there. maybe so. 877-235-9405. Hey, Corley Plumbing, Air, Electric are the pros that you want for all your home needs. They have some great specials going on right now during the month of August. They can help ensure your home never loses power again with a new whole home generator. It's now $500 off for August only. That way you always have peace of mind that the lights will stay on even during those pesky summer thunderstorms. Or maybe when there's a car accident nearby, like there was at the radio station one day this week, and we kept losing power. Fortunately, we had a generator. Also, Corley Plumbing, Air, and Electric will throw in a free Nest Protect system with electrical service over $999. It's not just electrical service. that Corley Plumbing Air and Electric offers, though. They also can cover all your plumbing needs. You can get a new tankless water heater installed for $250 off in August. You can get a drain cleaning for only $139 during August. Or upgrade to the Unstoppable Toilet for $599 during the month of August. All of this is on top of the 0% financing for 18 months. You can't beat that. Get all your home needs taken care of this month with Corley Plumbing Air Electric. Go to CorleyPro.com, CorleyPro.com, and when you book online, you're going to save an additional $20. Liz Cheney, of course, is in the fight of her political life. She's expected to lose miserably next Tuesday in the Wyoming primary as Wyoming voters go to the polls. She released her final campaign ad yesterday, again spotlighting her mission, and she has taken it on as a mission. She has convinced herself that by trying to take down Donald Trump, she's doing her country a service.
America cannot remain free if we abandon the truth. The lie that the 2020 presidential election was stolen is insidious. It preys on those who love their country. It is a door Donald Trump opened to manipulate Americans to abandon their principles, to sacrifice their freedom, to justify violence, to ignore the rulings of our courts and the rule of law.
Liz Cheney, as she released her final campaign video, you know, last week she released one of her dad also praising his daughter for her actions in trying to sacrificing her own position, more or less, putting the country first, he said. Cheney, in comments made in recent weeks, seems to be at peace with the idea that the likely outcome of next Tuesday's primary will have her retiring from Congress, but she says that she still believes that she'll be successful in her bigger fight against Donald Trump.
I am working hard to earn every single vote, but I will tell you, Brett, that given the choice between maintaining my seat in the House of Representatives on the one hand or ensuring the survival of our constitutional republic and ensuring the American people know the truth about Donald Trump, I will choose the Constitution and the truth every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Now, keep in mind, this lady still thinks that she has a shot at being president. She still thinks that Donald Trump is going to implode and that the American people are going to come running to her in 2024 to save the country. Colin Reed is a longtime Republican strategist. He talked to Fox News saying that he suspects Cheney is, quote, someone who believes that she's on the right side of history doing the right thing, and she concluded long ago that the price of her current seat in Congress is a price worth paying, that it seems to be the message throughout her current campaign that she is doing something for the good of the people. He went on to say that there's going to be a lane in the 2024 primary for president that emerges as someone who runs articulating the message to Republican voters that it's time for a new direction. It's time to move away from the past. It's time to find a new leader to rally around. Reed says that he thinks that's what Liz Cheney is trying to do, that she wants to be that person. I don't know that we're going to get to that point. I can't imagine Liz Cheney being a serious candidate for president. Can you? 877-235-9405 on this Free Speech Friday. And it is Free Speech Friday.
Free Speech Friday!
Whatever's on your mind, I'm all ears. Up next, we're gonna cover a story that's developing in Columbia. The wife of House Judiciary Chairman Chris Murphy has filed to run for a seat on the South Carolina Supreme Court. Now, keep in mind, the state House of Representatives, they vote on Supreme Court justices. This guy is one of the most powerful men in the South Carolina House. You think he might pull in some chips for his wife? And the bigger question is, should spouses of legislators be allowed to run for these positions? And should he be allowed to vote for his wife? We'll get your feedback up next. It's 7:31 on The Morning Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.